And you are a personal trainer.
Yes.
So that means people come in and...
Yeah, people come in and essentially ask me for my expertise concerning their physiology, and I give them best information that I know how based upon their body type, based upon their weight. And
okay, well, let's start with me. I'm 240 pounds. I'm a 45-year-old man, and, you know, I want to lose some weight for the summer.
All right, are you, first thing, Phil, any regular regimen of exercise means you got to warm up, you got to stretch out.
A lot of stretching, right?
A lot of stretching. And for somebody who's starting out, I really have developed a few things that I think will help them out. I mean, if you're going to go jogging in the morning, you want to make sure muscles in the back of the leg, there's names for these muscles that I'm not going to bore you with, but they're basically those muscles back, the gluteus maximus on down to the deltoid area and the calf muscles, and you stretch those out by leaning against the wall, keeping the heel flat on the ground. There's a couple of things that I've developed, which I call the doubter stretch, and this is what you need to do to loosen up in the morning. When I call this the doubter stretch. You could try it right there if you want to, Phil.
This is the doubter stretch, named after you.
I named after myself for want of a better word, but really what this is a basic stretching of the muscles up the side and the muscles down the arm area. And what you do is stand in place, jump, touch your hands over your head, and spread your legs.
Okay, let me jump.
Jump.
Okay. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Right. You jump up, touch your hands over your head, spread your legs. You do that about 10 times in a row. I call it the doubter stretch. That stretches up the side muscle area, stretches all up into the arm area and down in the leg portions too. The next thing is called a crunch. This is something that I came up with. A lot of women who'd had babies and had excess skin wanted to tighten those tummies up. When we talk about tightening up those tummies, I come up with a crunch move that I was thinking about because my wife had just had twins. You get on the ground, you lay flat on the back, you put your hands behind your head and your elbows, and then you pull yourself up, touch your elbows to your knees, go back, come up, touch your elbows to your knees, go down. Because one of the things a lot of women that have had babies, there's a lot of the stretch marks and there's a lot of the flab on the stomach. You want to get that rid of that area. Crunch down the abdominal muscles, you know, and you do it, and it's the best thing to do too. And I don't know if anybody there at the radio station where you work has had a baby, but it's a good thing.
Terry Ray Elmer, Terry?
Yes.
You've had children, obviously. Terry's had children.
All right, is Terry there?
Yes.
Yeah, Terry.
All right, Terry, what you're going to want to do is what we call the crunch. Get out on the floor, on your back, put your hands behind your head, touch your elbows to your knee. Do that 10 times. That'll give a nice, tight thing going on.
In my abdominal.
And in the abdominal?
I'm sorry, I missed in the abdominal.
In the abdominal. In the abdominal muscles.
In the abdominal muscles, yeah.
God, that is a hard word to say.
Abdominal.
There it is, abdominal muscles.
Right.
All right, tell me about, okay, so that's called a crunch.
That's a crunch move.
And the other is called what?
That's called a stretch where you jump up, touch your hands over your head, spread your legs, and come back. The other thing is what I call a lift. You lay flat on the ground, face down on the ground, put your hands shoulder, leg to shoulder, width apart, push up, then go down. Then you lift your body up and go down. Lift up, go down. Do that about 10 times. That's good for the upper back and down into the lower knee area. These are things, you keep yourself on your hands and your feet at all times when you're doing this, and this is going to help you out when you're doing it.
Okay, now, what about an exercise program for somebody beginning like me? I'm 240, 45 years of age.
All right, the best thing on you that I would do for you, Phil, when you're just starting out, you don't have the cardiovascular, longevity. So you need to get it and you need to build it up quick. What I suggest for every single man who is in your shape, Phil, 45, 240 pounds, is to get out on a street, get out in an area where you can do some running, and do a quick 100-yard sprint and then slow down. then sprint as fast as you can, and then slow down. And you do what I call these short sprint bursts, and that, and you alternate 100 yards, 20 yards, walking, 100 yards, 20 yards, walking.
All right, so I get out, and I just sprint as fast as I can down the street?
As fast you can down the street, then 20 yards walking.
Just starting out, huh?
Yeah.
Well, what about, I mean, building up to it? Isn't that a little dangerous?
No. This is very revolutionary. There's a lot of people who've been talking about this. This is very revolutionary, though, because it's something what I developed. All of this building up to it, yeah, that's important. But you're 45, 240 pounds.
Right.
You want to get your cardiovascular going as quick as you can. Sprint, slow down. Sprint, slow down. You do that, then you're going to be okay. And there's other things. There's things you can do during the daytime, what I call stretches. Are you wearing a pair of pants, Phil?
I hope so.
No, but I mean as opposed to shorts?
Yeah, I have on a pair of pants.
All right, what you do is you stand up and you grab the back of the pants at the ankles.
So I'm in a crouching position.
Right. Walk about 10 feet like that. So you're grabbing a hold of the back of your pants right above the ankles and then walk about 10 feet. That is a beautiful, beautiful way of stretching out your lower back.
Okay, we have with us Jeff Dotter, who's a personal trainer on the line, talking about getting in shape for the summer. And I know a lot of you guys are going to want to do some working out, jogging, whatever.